President's Press Conference, December 13th, 1951.
Please be seated. I have no special announcements to make, but I understand that there are quite a number of questions that you would like to ask. Now listen, I'm ready. Well, yes.
Chairman McKinney told us the other day that you were planning to take drastic action.
Well, Eddie, let's use a different verb on that. Let's say continue drastic action. Whenever it's been necessary to take drastic action, it's been taken by the President. Whenever it's necessary, he continues to do just that. If you study the history of the situation, you'll find that there's never one of those things that you refer to that's come to the President on which he hasn't taken drastic action. That's what he proposes to continue to do. What are you looking at me like that for? You want to write a South Sister piece about it? I don't need any South Sister pieces.
President, yeah. Are you going to implement it this time?
What do you mean?
Are you going to set up any special organization to take action, or are you going to go through the regular channel?
If I make up my mind on that, I'll let you know, Pete.
Is there any idea of having a special committee like the Robert Pomeranz?
It's no committee like anybody's. If there is one, it's going to be mine. It's going to be an original one.
Is there a Truman Committee?
Yes, sir. I had a Truman Committee once. It worked very well.
Mr. President, did you consult with J. Edgar Hoover on this subject?
I've consulted with everybody in the government. Includes Mr. Hoover. Mr. Hoover will do his duty as he has always done it as the chief investigator for the government.
There's no some speculation he might request Mr. McGrath. Is that unfounded?
You mean that he would be Attorney General?
Yes.
No, that's unfounded.
Mr. President, some young congressman, I forgot his name, was from Wisconsin. Republican from Wisconsin has demanded that he fire Attorney General McGrath.
Well, Eddie, I don't think there's a single member of the cabinet that some congressman hasn't demanded to be fired. They haven't been very successful at that sort of approach.
Could I put it more pointedly?
Sure.
There are reports that you are going to drop Mr. McGrath from the cabinet.
I hadn't heard any of those reports. It hasn't reached the White House yet, Eddie.
It's running.
Okay.
Are you considering any change, Mr. President, in the post of Attorney General?
No. You'd ask it that way in the first place, I'd answer it that way. It's all right, we have a little fun as we go along. Well, you're stymied.
Mr. President, Mr. McKinney said in Chicago this morning that he thought you were going to set up a special agency.
Mr. McKinney made the same statement in the White House, and he has to be consistent.
Mr. President, is he correct?
I cannot answer that question.
Mr. President, do you have any intention of asking Mr. McKinney to leave the next?
I certainly don't. Mr. McKinney suits me down to the ground. I don't put people in places or ask them to serve in places and then pull the rug from under them the first time anything happens that the newspapers don't like. It pleases me when they don't like it because I think it's right.
Mr. President, did you hear indicate some of the instances in the past where you did not take the drastic action?
Oh, yes. There are plenty of them. I've dispensed with several cabinet officers in times past. The collector in Boston was fired before anybody began to look into his situation except the Treasury Department. The collector of revenue in in St. Louis was dispensed with long before anything was looked into by any committee.